Some really important stuff we're going to look at coming up in the next episodes of the Todd Herman Show. This is the 5-minute focus for episode 115, hour one and hour two. And did I say it's important stuff? It is, because it could be the breaking of society. It's also just further evidence that the party just hates us. The dictator of Washington State is hiding evidence of medical experiments done on prisoners. But why?
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. What you're hearing is the 5-minute focus. It's sort of an example of what's coming up on the Todd Herman Show. This for episode 116, May 9th, 2022, hour one and hour two. Exclusive to this podcast, you're going to learn about why the dictator of Washington State, Jay Inslee, and his thuggish so-called attorney general who tried and failed to get me fired. He did. Tried to get me fired from radio. Failed. Why are they hiding records about prisoners being subjected to medical experiments in the state of Washington? Because they are hiding it. You're going to hear an exclusive interview with my friends, guy I consider to be the very best conservative activist in all of Washington State, perhaps on the West Coast, Glenn Morgan. Glenn went after some records from Washington State prisons about medical experiments done on prisoners. And so what kind of experiments?
It really started, at least this part of it, started in the in 2020 when they discovered a bunch of records at the Walla Walla Penitentiary, which is the state prison, you know, for Washington State. And they found a bunch of these records, and these records actually documented human experimental medical experiments that have been done on inmates historically. They were from the 50s all the way up until the 70s, and it included experiments using radiation and hallucinogenic drugs like Dytran, which is pretty bad, that came out of the U.S. military's chemical weapons program. Also, influenza, viral drugs that were vaccines related by DuPont, other experiments that they had done on prisoners.
So since they're historical records, why is the dictator and his henchmen, the so-called attorney general, why are they hiding these? You're going to learn what Glenn knows. They think they've got it all hidden. They don't. Glenn knows what's behind many of the redactions they put into the paperwork, which in and of itself is insane. This is our property. We'll talk about how to approach things like this. So why does Glenn think this is going on?
I always think it's all about the money. And anytime you want to find out what's going on in government, you first look at the money. Who's grifting the grants? Who's getting the contracts? Yeah. Who's getting the cash? And that's always what you look at. Not just the secret stash of Nigerian princes that suddenly got $600 million overnight. From DSHS, but I mean, the rest of the stuff that's out there done a little bit more openly.
And absolutely relates to COVID. Glenn's going to talk about how this relates to the COVID flu and the last state to get rid of lockdown stuff. They still pretend there's a state of emergency. That's hour one. Hour two, it is getting really very serious about this disinformation stuff. For instance, what constitutes disinformation in the mind of the woman who is very clearly mentally ill, who is going to be running disinformation? She's the truth czar.
That's false or misleading information that uses gendered tropes. So it might be, for instance, this is a big one that we tracked in the report, Kamala Harris slept her way to the top.
That's disinformation? No, it's not. She had a sexual relationship with a married man, something like twice her age, and then dropped him when she got her first big gig. Now, that's my opinion, but the facts don't change. She did that. They intend to take things like that and turn it into disinformation. And that in and of itself is driving things like people showing up at the homes of Supreme Court justices. The neighbor of one of the justices is organizing these protests at his home. She's a teacher. the disinformation is this, that getting rid of Roe versus Wade at the federal level somehow outlaws abortion around the country. Here's what that's leading to.
So he doesn't care if they're protesting outside the Supreme Court or outside someone's private residence.
I don't have an official U.S. government position on where people protest.
You need one? You need one. So we'll talk about that, the new era of speech codes. Rand Paul is taking this on in a predictively excellent fashion. We need to take it on too, but how? How do we act in a world of new world speech codes?
Do we have policies? Do we have guardrails? Do we have standards?
But here's the problem. We can't even agree. We can't even agree what disinformation is. Can't even agree that it was disinformation, that the Russians fed information to the Steele dossier. If you can't agree to that, how are we ever going to come to an agreement on what is disinformation so you can police it on social media?
Like the transing of kids, like Black Lives Matter Incorporated, like the lockdowns, like the everybody must get the mRNA injection, disinformation, the threat of it, the labeling of things the government doesn't like as disinformation. This is a global thing because it's part of the Great Reset. And if you think otherwise, I love you, but you have no capacity to see reality.
Got a warning for posting it and linking to a judicial review, a legal judicial review in the UK with Law of Fiction, Beverly Turner, and with Dr. Ross Madiman, a retired paediatrician. Yes, and that was my other warning I got for showing
the
video.
So they're sort of targeting individuals who they think, for what reason, for whatever reason, are somehow not genuine.
So for linking to a judicial ruling, he got a warning on social media by the government partners in the UK. And in the meantime, the dictator of Washington State and his henchmen won't let you have information. We'll deal with both of these things in exclusive fashion on the Todd Herman Show. You can use the 5-minute focus to share it with friends. And may God continue to bless you and hold you close.